John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here, and we're going from the surface of planet Earth right to Mars and to the brave flying little toaster Ingenuity. How many is it, Bob? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, Ingenuity, on September 11th, completed its 58th flight on Mars. That's only about five times more flights than they originally planned. I've got a map on Behind the Black showing its approximate path. They've given us the data, the flight log, but they haven't quite added it to the interactive map yet, so I'm estimating approximately where it traveled. This flight is interesting. It was actually about 22 seconds shorter than planned, which is different than what's recently been happening. Generally, the recent flights have all ended up to be slightly longer in time and distance, and almost invariably that's because the helicopter, when it gets to its landing area, it looks for a little bit to find the right spot to come down. So it takes a little longer and it might travel a little farther. This particular flight, it appears it got to the landing spot very quickly, and so it quickly spotted a place to land, and it came down 22 seconds early. It didn't travel shorter. It actually traveled a slightly longer distance, but it got it done quick and landed safely. It's interesting. Ingenuity has completed its next flight. Perseverance, meanwhile, has moved into a position where it's near a major geological contact zone on the delta that flowed into Jezero crater eons ago. And so it's looking now to possibly do another core sampling drilling campaign at its new location. So it will probably be a while before Perseverance moves north to where Ingenuity presently sits, John. They're going to be doing drilling at this new location.
A detail about Perseverance. As I recall, there is still some hesitation about the recovery mission. Is that correct, Bob? The one that has
These core samples might never be recovered by the planned NASA core sample mission, which is gigantically over budget already and behind schedule, and is also it's very confused planning. It's very likely that a Starship will someday land here with helicopters and they'll do the mission, but we don't know yet how these core samples are going to be recovered in time. We just don't know right now.
And so right now they're dropping the core samples as if they're going to be picked up by a helicopter like Ingenuity? What is
the plan has changed multiple times. Originally, it was going to be another rover coming by. Then, with the success of Ingenuity, they quickly switched and they said, no, we're going to send out a helicopter. We'll have a lander bring the helicopters down. The helicopter will fly to the landing core sample locations, pick them up, and then bring them to the ascend vehicle that will take them back to Earth. That's the tentative plan right now. The way that Perseverance works, it collects double core samples at every location. It then places one set of core samples in a group in a location. And so it's already put those down on the crater floor of Jezero crater, and it's holding on to the other set, the duplicate set, within Perseverance. It's going to do this again at a later point, create another landing zone with a bunch of core samples, but hold on to a second set within the rover. So that what will happen is that when the return sample mission happens, they'll have multiple landing zones to go to pick up multiple core samples. And if that ain't working, they can go directly to Perseverance and get all the samples in one fell swoop at the rover itself.
Curiosity on Mount Sharp. This is the original rover doing the job of drilling and climbing, and you have a projection of its next mission. Anything bumpy here that we have to worry about the wheels?
Actually, the ground is less bumpy than it's been, but if you look at the picture I've got Behind the Black from its navigation mosaic they put together, it looks really bumpy. They're climbing Mount Sharp, and they're up in the mountains now, and they've been doing this now for about a year and a half, 2 years. So your views are always spectacular. And I've got a mosaic that shows the general route up into the Giddes Valles Slot Canyon next to the mountain Kukanon, and the ground is very bumpy, but they're interesting. And I'm going to post a picture on Behind the Black. It'll be up by the time people listen to this, showing the weird boulders here, because these boulders are layered, many layered like we've seen in the past, but past boulders on Mars have tended to be very delicate. The layers can actually stick out far away, which means, you know, because that means erosion is only the wind and it can't do that much damage. But these boulders are all rounded, as if ice or water flowed over them and smoothed them like glacial cobble, even though they've got many layers. And that's very puzzling, because you wouldn't expect ice and water flowing higher up the mountain. You'd expect it more lower on the mountain. So that's a mystery, and it's interesting, John. Anyway, the future travels of Curiosity are going to be spectacular all the way down the line.
What is your estimation of how long that will take, Bob, to go all the way to Gediz Vallis? Are we talking
about... Oh, they'll probably get to that area there sometime in the next 6 months. Not that long. The key is where how many they're going to do another drill campaign that takes about a month, and then they'll move forward. But they can't move quite as fast as they used to because of all the boulders. They move small distances many times. And that's how they do it.
My memory is that Apollo 17 was the last American mission on the surface of the moon, but I did not know that Apollo 17 was a threat to the future. Moonquakes, Bob? How so?
This is just a fascinating little side thing. Scientists have looked through the seismic data, archived seismic data from all the Apollo missions, since they all put a seismograph down on the surface, and they've discovered that the lunar module landing platform that was used as a launch pad when the lunar module took the astronauts off the moon, it's still on the moon. And it seems that the extreme temperature shifts from night to day cause it to expand and pop with sunrise. And every time it does that, it causes vibrations on the ground that the seismographs detected. This is now data we've now pulled out of with using modern computer software. But we actually created earthquakes on the moon with the Apollo mission, John.
Did they know that, Bob? Or is this...
No, this is just newly discovered.
And finally, Lucy has acquired a target. What is it?
It's got its first pictures of the first asteroid it's going to visit, called Dinkinish, in about 2 months, John.
And Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Beyond the Black. We're waiting for Boca Chica. We're waiting for SpaceX. We're waiting for the FAA. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.